Was anyone at the Super Bowl Fiesta Parade yesterday? Oh no, you don't like having fun. Oh no. I wasn't there, I saw it on the television and I wish I was there. But it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Today is the Feast of the Holy Family, and we know that the main message of this celebration is the need to build a good Christian home. It is very true that some of you here raised your kids in the faith, but for some reasons, they are no longer practicing the faith. When young families hear stories like this, they are tempted to give up and abandon their responsibility to train their children in the faith. But I have a different story to share with you today. A few years ago, when I was teaching in the seminary in a community called Okija, east of Nigeria, I happened to meet with this very wonderful family. They had a son who had a spinal bifida challenges and three daughters. And for some reasons, I got very close to them, helping the family to get this young boy to hospital back and forth. But I noticed something very special about this family. The three girls were just very, very devout, very, very responsible. And it was a big sign of encouragement for me. And I had to get my younger sister and some family members to come meet them, because their parents were very devout, very committed in the church. And sometimes we feel that when we do all our best as parents, our kids don't turn out to be who we desire them to be. But in many cases, they do turn out to be very good and responsible. They became family. They were like my sisters. And the last one was very troublesome anyway, Cynthia. She would always give me trouble. She's going to school and she wants me to come take her to school. And so they all turned out very wonderful kids. They got married one after the other, and they all have kids and happily married with their family. So their testimonies that when parents give their best, most times, in most cases, the children turn out to be very wonderful. There is also a witness of a family up in Flagstaff, the Blanchards. One of their sons is training to be a priest. One is already a nun, a reverend sister. And Rachel is a lay missionary. Wonderful parents, very devout, very prayerful, here in Arizona. And Mr. Blanchard is also in training for the diaconate. So it's not in all cases that you give your best that the children don't turn out to respond to the faith. In many cases, I have worked in many parishes, I've done apostolic work in many communities, and I see how blessings and wonderful things happen in families where there is a strong devotion to God and to Jesus Christ. And lastly is a witness of my own sisters. I have four sisters, Helen and Charity. Helen is older than I, and I'm next to Charity. My elder sister, Helen, loves the Lord. She's very devout, very prayerful, and her kids are excellent. Those who come to morning mass, I've often spoken about one of the daughters who is very, very smart and very wonderful, peculiar. Helen's kids are very wonderful because she gives a lot of time praying with them, teaching them the faith. But my immediate older sister, Charity, she's much more concerned about socializing with her kids, and it's affecting them. They are not very smart and very responsible as they should be. And it tells me how much when we give our time to make God the center of our life and family, it makes a lot of difference. My older sister, Charity, all she does is to spoil her kids with good stuff and take them to places and socialize. I've tried each time I visit, I ask them, what was your position, what is your grade, and they're not really doing well. And so it hurts me. Look at peculiar, look at divine. They're doing very well because their mom is very committed, helping them. And recently, my other sister Helen shared about how it was her daughter who encouraged her when she was in a very difficult space in her life, because she reminded her a part of scripture and inspiration that helped her to come back to trust in God again. One of the greatest threats facing families today is the fact that we don't spend enough time praying together as a family. We spend more time together socializing than we do praying together. When it's prayer time, everyone seems to be busy. It's not always a good time when it's time for prayer, but it's always a good time when it's time for recreation or socializing. The kids will always jump when it's time to see a movie or when it's time to go swimming. But when it's time to go praying, Mom, I don't feel like praying. We can't keep encouraging that. If we can spend time together socializing, we need to spend time together as family praying together. It's very important. A family that prays together stays together. Parents must nurture a habit of regular family prayer time. I think in the bookstore you have all kinds of devotions that you can pray together, short, beautiful prayers. If you get those for your kids, everyone can take turn and lead family prayers in the morning and in the evening. And I know that you say the prayer before me. Just build that culture. Everyone has his or her book. When it's time for prayer, you lead the prayer. They're very short, but once we do that, it creates a very beautiful bond. People who pray together experience a deeper bond and compassion towards one another than people who only socialize together. And this is a testimony from my own religious brothers. I belong to the Via Christi Society, and it's the best thing that has happened to me. I have more connection and bond with my Via Christi brother than my immediate family because we pray together and we understand each other. And it's just all about the Via Christi, and I talk about the Via Christi every now and then, more than I talk about my family, because we pray together growing up in the house of formation. When we pray together, we see our family members as God sees them, as God's image and God's gift, each one loved by God. When we pray together, we understand each other more, and we find it very easy to forgive each other. Forgiveness comes easily because you're praying together, the Spirit is connecting you in ways that you don't understand. It makes a lot of difference. The family ministry here at Our Lady of Joy provides the opportunity for young families to develop a habit of prayer. And the family ministry usually takes place every first Wednesday of the month, beginning at 5:30 p.m. with confession for parents and grandparents. And then a witness talk is given here. Then people break into groups, group sharing and group discussion. And then we return back for adoration and then benediction. And afterwards, we have dinner. You see, it's all set and the opportunity is just there. Just come with your kids, come with your family, and we keep growing in the faith. I think this is the best opportunity for families here at Our Lady of Joy. I've never seen it happen in any parish. And so I wish that people take advantage of this. I think it's between 5:30 and 6:30 or thereabout. But very short time we're done and people have dinner here. We provide dinner for the kids, and I like doing that dinner with the kids because after eating, we have a lot of energy and we run around. So it's fun. Also at 3:30 p.m. every Sunday, there is a family rosary here in the church before the Mass. And Sister Mary Eileen and Sister Marjorie Megan and her team are doing a very great job with this family ministry. But we need more participation from parents. And finally, to all grandparents, I encourage you to continue to be the provider of faith formation for your grandkids. And recently, a lady shared with me how, when she was very young, it was her grandmom who taught her the faith, and that made her to consider vocation to the religious life, and she's a very devout person. And I want to thank Evelyn's family. I have a new friend here who is making her first communion today, and the whole family are here. And we have Evie's great-grandma from Florida. She's right here. When I saw her, I said, this is what I've been thinking about all night, that families can support their grandkids with your presence, tracking down their sacramental life, and you'll be doing that great job. I think that's the best vocation that God is giving to you at this point in your life. So thank you very much. Thank you for coming. Thank you for making this beautiful day for Evie and for the family. So I'm going to see you soon, and you'll make your first communion, okay? All right, God bless us all and bless his ways in our hearts through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.